You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's news station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Time for today's Newsmaker of the Day. There is a two-day Honoring Mother Earth event coming up later this week, put on by the Tuolumne Band of Miwok Indians and the Chicken Ranch Rancheria of Miwok Indians. It is a mix of volunteer cleanup event and a community celebration. Here to talk about it is Kyle Cox, who is the Cultural Resource Manager with the Tuolumne Band of Miwok Indians. Kyle, it's great to have you back in studio.
Great to be here. Thank you for having me.
So how many years has this event been taking place now?
This will be our fourth year doing this event.
So how did it all get started?
I think it started as organically as it possibly could, with our two tribes just discussing ways that we could work together to impact the local community in a positive way, and just kind of historically being stewards of the land, it seemed that an Earth Day style event was just the most natural thing that we could do.
So it's going to be 2 days, so kind of give us a preview of the 2 days.
So the first day is going to be this Friday. It's a volunteer cleanup event of the Woods Creek Rotary Park and the creek itself. There's a lot of litter that happens, you know, wherever people are, but also invasive plant species removal from the creek with the yellow irises. That is between 3 o'clock and 6 p.m. this Friday.
Should people sign up if they want to take part in that event?
I believe there is a sign up with Love Tuolumne. They have a website available for that sign up. I believe the link can be found on their website.
So if people are going to come out to that volunteer event, do you have any advice, like things they should wear or things they should bring?
Yeah, definitely wear pants, wear closed-toed shoes. If you have gloves, bring them. We'll be supplying a lot of stuff, gloves, bags, garbage grabber claws, that type of stuff.
Any reason why Woods Creek, that area, was selected for the cleanup?
Yes, it is the former village site that just happens to lie between the two rancherias. We figured that that would be the best meeting point. It's the visual halfway marker and the halfway between point of the two tribes, I guess, is the best way to put it.
So the cleanup event is on Friday. Then what's going to be taking place on Saturday?
Saturday, that is the big day. That is the celebration day. And it is a celebration of Mother Earth for sure. We're going to have several different community-based booths there. The Tuolumne Miwok Social Services Department will be there. Tuolumne Band of Miwok TANF program will be there. Tuolumne Miwok Education Program, Central Sierra Environmental Resource, Greater Valley Conservation Corps, Tuolumne County Health Department, Master Gardeners of Tuolumne County, Tuolumne Band of Miwok Environmental Department, Foothill Horizons Outdoor School, Mountain Wellness, Xerxes Pollinator Conservation, a lot of booths. There'll be food. We're going to have 2-acre farms there. They run the Sourdough Bakery out of the Junction, Los Unicos, Taco Truck, Kona Ice, the Kona Ice is free, Indian Fry Bread Tacos, and many more that just keep getting added to our roster. We'll also have California Native American traditional dancing demonstrated by the Southern Sierra Miwoks, Tuolumne Band of Miwok Dance Group, and the Ione California Dance Group. All three groups are Miwok, but you'll get to see Northern, Central, and Southern Sierra style of Miwok songs, slight differences in regalia and dance style.
So they all have different styles?
Yeah, there's, you know, regional differences, but there's a commonality. You'll definitely see like some of the headgear that we wear, whether it's our flicker bands or our hairpins, the clapper stick instruments for the singers. There's a lot of similarities, but, you know, regional differences.
Keeping these cultural dances alive, you know, can you explain a little bit about the things that take place behind the scenes?
Yeah, so I've been a dancer my entire life. It's something that was passed down from my dad and my grandpa, and I'm passing it on to my kids. We will come out in usually a group of four for the men. It's very nature-based regalia, not like powwow-style regalia with bright colors and neons and all this. It's, you know, deer hides. It's flicker feathers. It's woodpeckers. It's just very of the forest around us, the type of regalia that you'll see.
And correct me if I'm wrong, when people come out and they witness this, you're encouraging them not to take videos or anything like that?
Yeah, it is a pretty standard practice. No videos, no recordings. If you do happen to take pictures, the singers will let you know when you can and cannot. And we ask that you just use it for personal use. Don't put it on social media. It's just one of those things of protecting your imagery and who's using it.
So if you're coming on Saturday, again, remind me the times.
The time for Saturday is going to be from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Do you encourage people to come for the whole day?
I definitely encourage people to come out the whole day. Bring your family. Bring your kids. It's going to be a great day, and it's fun for the whole family to be out there.
Well, we've got about a minute left. Anything else you'd like to add?
I do just really want to emphasize that this is called Honoring Mother Earth Day. Be sure that you do it on that day, you know, be a good steward of the land like us, you know, clean up when you can, encourage the next generation to be good stewards of the land as well.
Well, Kyle Cox, thanks for coming in. We'll see you this weekend.
All right. Thank you.
And a final note about Saturday's event. Initially, some of the things were going to be taking place at the Manzanita building, as well as the big grassy area outside. That has now been switched, though, to the Tribes of Tuolumne County building. That's the big exhibit building. It's due to the possibility of rainfall on Saturday.